There's a unique din brought down in the Darkei Moshe in Shin Lamed Gimel that if a group of people hire a malamed, a teacher, a rebbe, then they don't need to make this kinyan in order to cement the employment relationship. In other words, they don't need to pay him yet before neither of them could back out, and they don't need to sign the shtar. Just a very definition that there is a group of people hiring the rebbe, that means that the employment relationship is cemented. And one of the reasons, well, by the way, the Pesachei Choshen notes that this is even if one emissary on behalf of the entire group hires, actually is the one who speaks and contacts the Rebbe and hires him, that is the same as if the whole group went over to him and spoke to him, because it's, you know, he's acting on condition of the group and on the instruction of the entire group. Similarly, the Pesachei Choshen notes that this whole case is no worse than one person who hires an employee that can't back out even without a kinyan, as long as it's only for a minimal amount. In other words, a matana mu'etes, a small gift that a person offers to give to someone else, you could back out of a gift that you just promised to give, but there's no consideration for the gift. However, if it's a small gift, halacha is that a yachid cannot back out. So this hiring of the Rebbe, each person is gifting to the Rebbe a small amount, and together it's an employment relationship, so therefore it's similar in that regard, in that no kinyan is necessary in order to seal the employment relationship. Now, the Ramah as well says that the same halacha, in Ramah and Tshuva says the same halacha applies to a Rav of a Shul, a Mora Hora, and not only a Rebbe. Now, the Pesachei Choshen says, presumably, you would have thought that it applies to any worker that is hired by a group. But the Nesivos HaMishpat says maybe it's only for Dvar Mitzvah, something which is like a Rebbe or a Rav, that this special dispensation applies, that simply, I mean, a group of people simply tell a Rebbe that he's hired, that no one could back out of the deal. Now, Shulchan Aruch in Reish Dalid says, notes that if the similar same issue applies by a group of people, if a group of people want to give a present to someone, even a large present to someone, they can't back out simply by when they offer to give the present. So now if a group of people want to give a Rebbe, you know, a gift, so they say, okay, we're going to give you a gift of $500 together, all this group of people. Now they decide, nah, they don't want to give it to the Rebbe. Now they're stuck giving it, even though no kinyan was done, since it's a group of people, so therefore we say that they can't back out, even if there is no actual kinyan taking place. Now, the Mishpat Shalom, cited in the Pesachei Choshen, says the minug is like this Ramah, and the question is, what is considered a group of people? Does this have to be people who have authority to act, or is it just any Stam Gimel Anoshim who hire a Rebbe that is the same, you know, the same halacha, that they can't back out once this group of people approach the Rebbe, or one person on behalf of the group, and he seems to say that, yes, it's the same. The same would be for even Stam, three people off the street who want to hire a Rebbe. Now, a final halacha in the Pesachei Choshen on this topic, as well, is some say that even hiring a worker who is an ani, so for example, you have a poor person, and you want to hire him to work for you. Now, the halacha may be a little bit different, because since he's a poor person, the halachas may change, because now there's also the issue of tzedakah. So if you hire a poor person to work for you, some say that you cannot back out even if there's no kinyan done, meaning you didn't pay him an advance payment, he didn't start working yet, you can't back out. And the reason is because it's an issue of tzedakah, and tzedakah is acquired with amira alone, with talking alone, that seals the deal. So therefore, that case of a tzedakah, of an ani, may be a little bit different.